I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, October 8th. City, state, and federal officials will gather at Squantum Point Park at Marina Bay in Quincy this morning to formally announce a $4.2 million grant to make improvements to the Squantum Point Park Pier. Congressman Stephen Lynch will be joined by Mayor Thomas Koch, members of the Quincy State Delegation, and MBTA officials to formally unveil the federal grant. The money from the Federal Transit Administration will be used to update the pier and anticipate of expanding MBTA ferry service to Boston from Quincy, Braintree, Milton, and Weymouth. The current pier is over 30 years old. The renovation will include a new pier, float, and ramp system. Today's announcement is scheduled for 10 a.m. Attorney General Andrea Campbell's lawsuit against the town of Milton took center stage at the state's highest court yesterday. The lawsuit came after voters rejected a plan that would have complied with a state law requiring more multifamily homes be built near MBTA stations. Lawyers representing the town of Milton and the state presented their oral arguments before the Supreme Court yesterday morning. Milton is the first community to challenge the MBTA Communities Act and then be sued by the Attorney General for doing so. Back in February, voters in Milton shot down a zoning plan that could have cleared the way for hundreds of new housing units. In all, 177 communities that the state deemed having varying levels of access to the T are covered by the law, including Quincy. Attorneys for the town of Milton argue the state housing guidelines are excessive and that Milton should not be considered a rapid transit community, which carries a higher zoning requirement, because the Mattapan trolley that runs through town is too slow to be considered rapid. They also argue that the Attorney General overstepped her authority because they believe the legislature specifically limited the punishment for noncompliance to loss of state funding. But the AG's office insists the law does not allow for communities to opt out of the new zoning requirements, and she's seeking court-ordered compliance. We likely will not have a resolution anytime soon. The Supreme Court typically takes several weeks to issue its rulings. Jabril Peppers, New England Patriots safety and team captain, pleaded not guilty yesterday to assault and drug charges after he was arrested over the weekend in Braintree. Police announced Peppers' arrest yesterday shortly before he was arraigned in Quincy District Court. Braintree police said they responded to an altercation between two people Saturday at around 4 a.m., according to court documents, a woman told police that Peppers hit her, choked her, took off her clothing, and put her outside. She reported that he choked her at least six times, but she did not lose consciousness. The woman also accused Peppers of pushing her down the stairs. Police said she refused to go to a hospital and was treated at the scene. He was arrested without incident. Court documents state Peppers later told police that he repeatedly asked the woman to leave his apartment, and he denied putting his hands on her. Police said they found a clear plastic bag containing a white powder inside Peppers' wallet, which later tested positive for cocaine. Peppers was charged with assault and battery on an intimate partner, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, strangulation, and possession of a Class B drug. Before Peppers was released on the $2,500 bail he posted, prosecutors asked that he have no contact with the female victim in the case. Peppers' attorney, Mark Brofsky, agreed to the request. The next hearing in the case is scheduled for November 22nd, although Peppers waived his right to appear in court that day. Mega Millions tickets are set to get more expensive next year. Lottery officials behind the game sold in 45 states announced yesterday that it will cost $5 per play starting next April, more than double the current cost of the $2 ticket. The ticket price increase is part of a major overhaul designed to create even bigger jackpots for the game that's produced $6 billion wins since it began in 2002. The Mega Millions Consortium says the new and improved game will offer larger starting jackpots that grow faster, along with better odds of winning the jackpot. The Mega Millions currently resets to a $20 million jackpot after someone matches all five numbers and the Mega Ball. Every ticket in the updated game will have a built-in multiplier to boost any non-jackpot win by up to 10 times. A player who matches all five white balls could win up to $10 million. Also, the consortium said every win will add up to more than the cost of buying a ticket, which means no break-even prizes. The last time Mega Millions raised the price to play was in 2017, when tickets went from $1 to $2. The origins of Mega Millions date back to 1996, when Massachusetts, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, and Virginia teamed up to create the big game. Other states that now sell Mega Millions tickets include New York, Pennsylvania, California, Florida, and Texas. The Powerball, which also sells tickets for $2 in 45 states, has no plans to make changes to its format at this time. Check of business news this morning, and stocks tumbled yesterday. The Dow sank 398, the NASDAQ lost 213, the S&P fell 55. Hong Kong shares fall more than 9% as traders dumped shares following recent gains. Elsewhere in Asia, markets were lower. The euro rose and oil is at $75 a barrel. Sports, the Bruins season opener in Florida against the Panthers tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny, high 65. For tonight, clear, low 45. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 64. Partly sunny Thursday, high 59 and sunny 64 on Friday. Well, the boater waves about 2 feet. Northwest winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, and then decreasing this afternoon. High tide 3:37 p.m. Sunrise at 6:49, sets at 6:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, October 8th.